Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Leonard Bernstein's Candide was first performed on Broadway, but today it's usually done in opera houses. That's because Candide is more of an operetta than a musical. As you can guess from the name, operetta is related to opera, which is a stage work that includes music as part of the drama. In opera, the characters sing everything, but an operetta has spoken lines between the singing. Operetta got started in France, where one of the most famous composers was Jacques Offenbach. When Offenbach's work was translated and produced in London, it was a big influence on the man who became the most famous composer of operettas in English. The Pirates of Penzance was just one of the operettas for which Sir Arthur Sullivan wrote the music. But you never refer to Sullivan's most famous operettas by his name alone. That's because Sullivan did his best work when William S. Gilbert wrote the words.
There is beauty in the bellow of the blast. There is grandeur in the growling of the gale. There is eloquent outpouring when the lion is the roaring and the tiger is the lashing of his tail.
Yes, I like to see a tiger from the Congo or the Niger, and especially when lashing of his tail.
Gilbert and Sullivan had a great time poking fun at 19th century British society. I've been in love with Gilbert and Sullivan operettas since I was a kid, when I learned a lot of the songs by heart, especially the ones with very fast words, known as patter songs.
I'm very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings, animalculous. In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern major general.
Another composer from the British Isles, Victor Herbert, started out as a cellist. But when he moved from Ireland to the United States, he wound up composing over 30 operettas, including Babes in Toyland. There were also composers from non-English-speaking countries who brought operetta traditions with them when they came to America. Sigmund Romberg was from Hungary. Growing up in a country with a royal family gave him the idea for a story about a prince who masquerades as a college student, the student prince.
Drink, 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 two eyes that are bright as stars when they're shining on me.
Drink, 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 two lips that are red and sweet as the fruit on the tree.
When Czech composer Rudolf Frimmel moved to North America, he wrote an operetta set in the Canadian Rockies, complete with Canadian mounted police and an Indian love call.
When I'm calling you, will you answer too?
Of course, there were also American-born composers who wrote operettas. Once upon a time, it was hard to go to a wedding without hearing this song from the operetta Robin Hood by Reginald de Koven.
Oh, promise me that someday you and I will take our love together to some
John Philip Sousa, the March King, also loved to write operettas. His most famous one is El Capitan, but this gallop is from a Sousa operetta called The Irish Dragoon. After a while, in both England and America, the operetta began to develop into musical theater. Leonard Bernstein's Candide is kind of a combination of the two. Music from the operetta Candide by Leonard Bernstein. Leonard Bernstein grew up around Boston. Next week on Classics for Kids, music by other composers with a Boston connection. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.